Congratulations.
Thank you.
What do you reckon the main difference since 2005 was?
I think it's always been a case of their acceptance of whether they could win or lose. I mean, where they stood in life. And there's a real lesson today that the opportunity was there to win the game. The opportunity was there to lose the game.
Yep.
But in the end, the opportunity was there to win the game, and they come through that. So the biggest lesson they've learned in 10 years of footy is they learned how to win.
Yep.
And that's what they probably lost the last two. I'm not saying they could have won it, but they, in both the last two, they had the opportunity to win and didn't take the opportunity. This time they had the opportunity to lose but won the game. So, so it was an interesting scenario. Very young side.
Yeah, it looked like there could be a risk there with they were kicking so many points and they could have kicked themselves out of it, dropped the heads.
Correct. It was funny, if we look back, it was probably some of our senior players who kicked the points and some of our kids who kicked the goals. So it was an interesting, under pressure, the tall kid really came good and kicked two or three goals from a distance, you know, and so that settled down a bit. But certainly, you know, on the scoreboard, it wasn't telling, but we're going okay.
Yep. And it looks like you found yourself a bit of a tall forward there in Parika, is that?
Yeah, Amua Parika, who sort of, it's really good because Avera Gibson, who's probably ever been our best player ever, we had the opportunity today. He's taught him, he's a kid, he taught how to play.
Okay.
And all of a sudden, Overa's in the back half saving the day and left his kid up there. And Overa turned into a very, very good team man in the last five games for a champion to go back to a role in the back half. It was a magnificent effort for his last international game.
Yeah, so yeah. I mean, you want to say a few words about Avera and what he's been
at PNG? Yeah, well, I mean, he's without doubt, I mean, he's the old fella of this football team, you know, by a long, long way. But he still says he's 36, but I'm not sure if that's really true either. He keeps changing his passport. But certainly, he has been a mentor, you know, and he's been a great player. And to his credit, in the last five games, he became a team player and a leader.
One stage in the game, it looked like New Zealand were going okay. Your on ball started to get on top of it, and then New Zealand had a few chances where they bombed it forward. At first I thought you were flooding back, and then I realised it's more that the New Zealand forwards had been sucked up the field. Was there anything particular happening there that you...
We wanted to dictate the game on our terms. We wanted to... We certainly knew our back six is by far our best six players, talent-wise and presence-wise. So we certainly knew if our midfield really worked hard and the ball bombed in, we'd set up. And in the end, the more we set up, the more their forward line started to push in the middle of the ground to make a contest. And so in the end, it probably worked into our hands. We knew we'd be down at half-time. There was no doubt the kicking long, clean hands, handling pressure, mature heads, we're going to kick goals. Now, I mean, we could have stolen a couple of goals early. We could have been more even. But literally where we were, but we knew that we keep rotating through the middle, that we were not going to run out of legs. The question mark is they had to keep running and they had to kick goals. And so, to their credit, it took a while and the opportunities are there. In the end, they did.
Yep. There was a bit of irony that it seemed to be New Zealand losing some of their structure when that was, we thought that was going to be their advantage.
Yes.
And instead,
it was a structure, it's a very good structure. And to New Zealand's credit, to the competition's credit, we got better because New Zealand were good.
Yep.
And so the better the game, as we did against Nauru and South Africa, and as South Africa did against other sides, when it's a good game of footy, you know, better sides play better.
Yes.
In this case, it was a great game of footy, and so we play better, they play better. And in the end, I just think probably through the midfield, our fitness and our speed and our strength, and we probably had 8 or 10 or 12 midfielders where they probably had 3 or 4 good ones. That's not being rude, it's just a sort of structure.
They seemed to tire a bit, and your guys kept running hard.
Right. So that was really good. So, I mean, and that's a game of footy. I mean, if we'd kicked straight, it might have been different, but if they kicked a couple they should have kicked, you know, a 5-goal break here would have made a huge difference. We couldn't have got that back.
It seemed like your midfield delivered the ball better to your forwards than I had seen for a long time.
You had targets, but
they put it in front of them.
Yeah, Pinder at centre forward was very, very good as a hit-up target.
Yep.
And we've coached them play to not to go long, but now they're learning to go long but to go to the right spots.
Yep.
And certainly, in Amua's case, in the end, where we isolated Amua, it was literally we could go long with confidence, which we haven't had ever before.
Yep. It's only a few minutes after you've won, but where to now then for Papua New Guinea footy?
Certainly the Kevin Sheedy idea of the Anzac Day clash and all those sort of things are great, but I mean Papua New Guinea footy is working forward. I mean, we saw tonight we have got a magnificent smaller, explosive, fast-paced, small forward AFL style player, but also, you know, our ruckman 6'5" and our full forward is 16 years of age, who are 6'1", 6'2", 6'3". So also the balance here, as an AFL nation, how we should be able to play a lot more teams, knowing that we can be competitive in certain different areas, so we don't have to pick our mark so easily. So I think footy in PNG and footy across Oceania is certainly going to grow very rapidly,
yep.
as long as the structures are right, and that will work through. But PNG, you know, there's probably 20,000 kids playing footy in PNG now, and this sort of thing can only get just but help.
Yep, you're obviously hoping to get a bit of coverage back there.
We have been back page in PNG for the last 2 weeks,
yep.
and that will continue. I mean, they'll go back heroes. That PNG don't win national tournaments, PNG especially against Australian sides.
Yep.
PNG don't have heroes as much as they'd like to. So these boys have really done the world good. For PNG footy, I think sport is a real winner. You know, if you play sport, it's good for everybody.
Yep.
In this case, it's something that PNG can hang their hat on. So in any sport, they're very good at, so it's just great to have a win for them.
Yep. And of course, going home, the time runners-up would have been pretty hard to swallow.
Well, that's right. I don't know if I would have gone over.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
No, it would have been, very difficult. And then even if we'd lost, we'd understand the process and everything else. But people enjoy, you know, having a win-loss. And as it goes, I mean, we certainly could easily lose next time and we'd be lucky with that. But it's nice to get the monkey off your back.
Yep. Thanks a lot. Congratulations.
Cheers, mate.
Yeah, thanks. Done.